Welcome to this week's episode of the Top Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Rob, and joined with me, my friends, are Lou.
Hello.
And Mike.
Always just doing some heavy lifting here.
Yeah.
A little foreshadowing.
So, yes, you did read the title right. This is our last regularly scheduled Top Podcast episode. So we're just going to try to have some fun with it. I got some guessing games for the other two boys, and then we're just going to kind of talk about our favorite parts in the pod, and hopefully just have a nice little send-off. We'll see. So, we're going to start off.
We can get along through the whole
thing.
That's
true. There's some beef going on. So we're gonna have I have the top five topper countries by our audio listener feed. What do you guys think makes the top five topper nations in the world?
America.
Yep, yeah, number one.
Obviously, yeah. Canada?
Nope, Canada's not make it in the list.
No.
Singapore?
Singapore number two.
Yeah.
Netherlands?
Netherlands number three. You got
Let's go.
Two more. I think we've talked about one on the podcast.
Oh, gosh.
All I have is America. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't have three or four or four or five.
They're not on this side of the hemisphere.
So not Mexico, not Brazil.
Nope. Other side of the world. Kind of close to each other. South of
close
the equator.
To Brazil.
South of the equator. Okay, Australia and oh gosh, I did a freaking report on this at work. New Zealand.
your boss is making you do geography reports at work?
Well, okay. No, so it was the weirdest thing. I guess during lockdown, they started having people do reports over like Zoom just to get people practiced up on it, but because they didn't have actual reports to give because we weren't doing anything, they just had them do reports on just random topics that my boss thought was interesting. But the boss, who's no longer with the company anymore, he retired recently, good luck Chuck, he was just a weird guy. Like he was super into history and like obscure facts and stuff. And so when they we're like, okay, we're starting this up. Mike, you're next up. You have to give a report on something that relates to something in the Southern Hemisphere, but it can't be in South America. And I was like, that's not a lot. Like, it's mostly water. And so I ended up giving a general report on the history of New Zealand and its population. And it turned out to be a relatively interesting ChatGPT generated speech that I gave, but you know, it was kind of cool to just parallel like the history of New Zealand and America. And this is horrible podcasting. We got to move on.
No, I want to know the report. So New Zealand is four, and Australia is five.
Oh, nice, nail it,
nice.
So, do you guys, off the top of your head, know how many episodes, including this one, there are?
109.
109. Wait, you got a guess, Lou?
60.
100. It's got to be over 100.
No, what is that? It's like Mass Fest all over again. No.
2 weeks in a year. We did a 2 year special.
Oh, I'm spiraling. 200.
200. All right. Well, Mike was the correct answer. This is episode 110. So.
Oh, dang.
I might have saw the last episode in my YouTube feed recently. So there you go.
Someone subscribed to the channel, Lou.
What?
Is Lucian not subscribed?
Are you not subscribed? You're not a subscriber, Lou?
You to what?
To this channel.
Podcast.
On Spotify or what?
On YouTube.
That's honestly, it. Guys, I tried so hard to look at it, find it on YouTube, and I could not find
that's
it.
That's it. I'm done doing this podcast. This is the reason.
You guys are subscribed?
Yes!
Oh, shoot. Why didn't nobody tell me?
We just assumed.
Oh, my gosh.
So
guys, it's hard. It's hard out there.
It's hard in the streets.
It's hard.
We are at, 92 subscribers. We need 8 more to crack 100, and one of the members of the podcast isn't even subscribed.
That's so funny.
I've subscribed like six times.
I bet you your wife isn't even subscribed, so there's two right there.
Yeah, no. I don't think she's subscribed to anything. So.
Oh. So out of
I
the...
Mean, our I mean, like, she's faithful in our marriage. That's what I
got you. I wasn't going to take that.
Okay.
Just making sure. Clarifying, though.
I wasn't either. I was like, okay, so no Netflix for Lou. Got it. Like...
So out of those 110 episodes, does anyone have any guess what are in the top five episodes?
Okay, I've been... I'm going to let Lou go because I've been pretty chronically scanning over our data since doing the Alien side pod. So I have some... I have a pretty good feel for this, so I'm going to let Lou take some shots.
One with Hot Kyle on it.
I don't think Hot Kyle's on cracks the top five.
Oh, he used to. Not anymore, huh?
We out-hotted him, what can we say?
We out-hotted the hot Kyle. That's what happens when Kyle gets, you know, gets monogamous.
Any other guests?
Should have stayed a slut, Kyle. What am I?
Lucian doesn't have to be scared of getting canceled anymore.
You know I'm a degenerate.
And I tell Kyle I said that too. Well, so no Hot Kyle. Middle school? Youth
nope.
group? Youth group?
No. Nope.
Youth group? Yeah, that's it.
There's
that's all a, I got.
There's two of the episodes that share a similar theme. And we did, like, we're like, why are these episodes getting traction randomly at a certain part of the year?
Christmas time?
Yep, we got two Christmas episodes on there.
Nice. That's exciting.
And do you, any guess on which ones they are?
No, it's so funny. I was just on to talk about the only time I really hated doing the podcast is during the Christmas.
Yeah, you're like, are we still doing this Christmas thing?
I could not stand it. It was I never hated Christmas more in my entire life. But no, I'm happy that people enjoyed it.
Yeah, so number five.
Like in May, didn't they blow up in like springtime?
Yeah, it did not coincide with the holiday. But our fifth most listened to episode is episode 67, our favorite Christmas gifts, where Lou talks about getting the DK bongos. And our third most viewed episode on YouTube is episode 68, overrated Christmas movies, which is probably the one I'd want to take back. If I got a redo on one, probably be it.
Really? I enjoyed that episode.
Well, yeah, because I didn't like the topic, and then I did a last-minute pivot that just didn't work out. So for me, it was the one I bombed.
Is that the one where you did that where there were just movies that released on Christmas?
Yep.
Movies that
released on Christmas, like were re-released on Christmas.
Oh, because you had to work on Christmas? Is that the idea?
No, because I don't really watch a lot of Christmas movies, so I'm like, I don't have five things I want to talk about. And I thought that this would be a fun twist. It bombed, but you know, hey.
Hey. Video did well.
That's true. All right, Mike, you got any guests for the other three?
All right, suspicious business practices.
Yep, that is number one, episode 64.
Wow.
Really, oh, we gosh, peaked in the 60s, I think.
Yeah. Let's see. Can you tell me how many views the number five video did?
Give me a second. I can...
Because I know Aliens did in the 300s, and Suspicious Business Practice was in the 600s.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Favorite Christmas gifts is 361 with 100% like ratio. So shout out to you toppers out there, and 11 comments. That's good for us.
Okay, so I think Aliens is probably under that. So
that is number six.
Yeah, I don't think I haven't looked in a hot second, and. So, no, I couldn't tell you. Let's see. I know The Hobbit, the book club episode of The Hobbit did very well. That's probably lower, though, still. I couldn't tell you two and three off the top of my head, no.
So, two.
Oh, wait. One Album Wonders.
Yep. Number two is episode 82, One Album Wonders.
I can't believe that one did that well. I thought that was a really niche idea.
Hey, people loved it. 401 views, also 100% likes and 9 comments. The last and fourth place, we got episode 86, so the 60s and 80s are our time, is When the Juice Isn't Worth the Squeeze, which I think was a Lou episode. So
that was a Lou episode.
I was going to say, that's got Lou written all over it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all I got for top fives. I mean, there wasn't too much there for like analytical stuff. What are some of your guys' favorite moments from the podcast?
You want to go first, Mike?
Oh, no. Yeah, sure. I can, unless you got one.
Oh, I do. I just didn't have my notes up. I was struggling.
Yeah. Go for it.
Oh, yeah. I think one of my favorite things about the podcast sometimes was just living back my childhood and just remembering all the cool stuff that happened in my childhood. And the first episode that did that for me was classic YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nobody, like, so maybe somebody will get that, like, kids will get that.
Great Fallen.
I had never seen that before.
And maybe, like, TikTok is like that for some people, but I don't know. YouTube, like, coming in at our age when YouTube was, like, just popping was just so fun. And it was fun to relive that again.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if, like, with TikTok, because, like, for the most part, YouTube was still small enough where you would see, like, the source of something. But now with, like, how quickly, like, sound bites not take off, I wonder how many people, like, might recognize something but don't know, like, haven't seen the original source for, like, some of the hottest things, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I think, like, people will quote things but not know where they come from. But people, I hang out with certain people and they start acting like how people act on TikTok. I don't know if that makes any sense.
They just start dancing?
No, but they'll do like certain like hand movements. It's mostly like female movements, I'll be honest with you.
All single ladies, and, like hand thing?
Dude, you're so old.
Yes, I'm the youngest one on this pod, yes. But yeah.
It's like 110 episodes, but somebody else got stuck with it.
But no, not a hand, but it's giving, that kind of stuff. It's giving. Oh,
it's giving.
Yeah, it's whoa. Pretty bad.
You're so young and hip, Lou.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I got to stay hip.
Sounds like you need better friends, Lou. Put you on the straight and narrow. Unless that's Megan and her husband. We appreciate you, Megan. And your patronage to the podcast.
I haven't told her that the podcast is ending. She's going to freak the fuck out. I mean, oops. She's going to freak out.
Watch your profanity.
Sorry.
Sure, we got to get it. Right.
Watch your profanity.
This can be an unfiltered one. I just,
so
you know, we got to get it.
In my headphones. Yeah, what are they going to do? Stop listening?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh my God. My computer's freaking out here. Okay, there we go. We're good. Oh gosh, what is going on? All right. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties. Any other episodes, Lou, that you got? Or just
Yeah, for sure. No, I have a couple. I didn't know if you wanted to keep going. Things that grind my gears. One of the reasons why I fell in love with Mike is just this episode. Just his ability just to be the most rice possible. It just, like, I feel like he hit his Dragon Ball Z freaking Super Saiyan mode on this episode, and that was just so much fun.
I get annoyed easily. What can I say? I'm articulate.
Things grind his gears.
Yeah. Could not stand the Christmas episodes. I don't know why. It did work, and I'm grateful that it worked. If only I was subscribed, I could have understand how well it worked.
Could have appreciated what they were.
Could have appreciated it. But yeah, I was like, if we do one more episode, I'm gonna have to just, I don't know.
Yeah, because we had four, to do something. Right? We had four
so
Christmas
many
episodes.
So many.
I did enjoy Mike's book review though for the Santa Claus murder thing.
Dude, that is still one of my favorite thumbnails. It's the one with Santa holding the gun.
Yeah, we had four Christmas episodes.
So many. I was like, I'm gonna have to. What's the Jewish? I'm gonna turn Jewish. Hanukkah? I don't know.
This coming.
I was very curious where that was going from.
I was gonna turn a different religion, but I was struggling with which one I wanted to be. And then I don't know. Youth group was like holds a lot to my heart. Just loving youth group, and so talking about that was pretty fun. And then, of course, middle school. We talked about it for so long that we had to break it up in two episodes. And
there are a few of
fun
those
times.
Yeah, I really liked the topper slop. I wish we kind of did it a few more times, but I enjoyed that concept. I believe I won. I had the most top answers, but Lou definitely I think should get a handicap for the amount of times.
You're also the only one who had their wife be a judge, just saying.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys picked her. You said, hey, like, or probably Michael picked, but you're like, hey, can we get Becca?
Yeah, I felt such like a conservative on those episodes.
Why? Just because you're like, really hate the name?
I just hated the name so much. I was like, this is not showing my true Christian values.
that name was the best, dude. I'm so proud of that.
Honestly, yeah. Lou was the, besides like his getting the list wrong, he was at the most disadvantage because, you know, Hot Kyle was the other judge, so.
That's true.
Home court advantage. We should have got Megan. All right, one more. Someday we'll come back and we'll have Megan be the judge.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel because Lou's going to do that after this, and one day we'll come back.
Megan doesn't have Wi-Fi, so she's going to have to figure it out.
She have 4G, 5G?
Wait, how does she listen to the podcast then?
I just wanted to. Library. I just think it's better than Wi-Fi. No, she has a phone.
That's good.
She just lives in the country.
I'm glad you have a phone.
Yeah.
How about you, Mike? What are some of your favorite episodes or times?
Episodes I don't remember at all. I really enjoyed... I think Becca came on and tried to explain to us why girls like The Sims.
Yes, that did happen once. Don't know what episode it was in.
And I believe my response was to thank Lucian because I know that he doesn't like having women on the podcast. And it was totally just an unprompted shot. Just to like hear him just be like, what? No! I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed putting together the Top Pod After Dark YouTube exclusive episode. And the story of Kyle getting his butthole waxed was priceless. Apparently, I'm the only one who thought it was funny, but that's fine.
I laughed.
I enjoyed the running gags a lot. That's, you know, callback humor is my favorite thing ever. And so anytime we could get a joke going for a stretch of time. I think there was a while we were tracking how many episodes in a row I made a 9/11 joke.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. I remember that very much so. I was afraid that some kid in my youth group's going to be like,
Dude, I saw a picture today where somebody had, like, I forget what their bill was, but they... in order to make the total after the tip $30 even, they tipped him $9.11 and then drew a picture of a plane and two towers. And I was dying. It made me think of that stretch. I also enjoyed Lucian saying penis for the first like five episodes, every episode on the episode.
Yeah, I must have been feeling some type of way.
Yeah, there was a point where Dan came up to me. And he was listening to a lot of the early episodes, and he's like, dude, Lou was just wild back in the early episodes of the pod. I was like, yeah, unhinged Lou was, like, before he realized people listened, that was the best.
I kind of didn't think that anybody would listen to the podcast. And then your dad started listening, and I was like, oh.
Well, no, the funny thing is, he doesn't listen to it.
No, he never listened to an episode.
I mean, he might have listened to one or two, but like, I guarantee you, he's not listening to this with any regular.
I mean, and you're also saying what? Shouting dick in this house, so
I have nightmares about this. I've lost sleep because of this. You called me a dick first. You never called me a dick before, so it affected me.
I call BS on that. We've been friends for like 6 years. I'm sure I've called you a dick at some point.
No, you never called me a dick. Never called me a dick before, and then you called me a dick.
And then you just, like, parroted it. You're like, dick, dick, dick.
Yeah, because you never called me one before. And I wasn't, like, upset, but I was like, damn, he called, am I a dick? What did I say?
Hey, so it's a Three Dicks podcast. Shout out to episode one. Only way I could
regulate.
Three Dicks podcast, that's right.
Well, Lou was trying to act like he was, you know, a dick.
Not a dick. I'm not even close to being a dick. The opposite of a dick.
Rip to all the Richards out there.
You heard it here first, folks. Lucian is a pussy.
Yeah, Whoa. That's... Is that opposite of a dick, pussy? What, like, am I more like a penis?
I mean, anatomically, yes.
What else is the opposite of a dick?
I'm like a soft penis.
Any medical professionals in the audience, sound off in the comments. What is the opposite of a dick?
I would say soft penis, but whatever.
No, that's still
the opposite of a dick. Is it a dick? An erect dick? What
is it? An erect penis? Penis? Penis?
All right, Lou. Well, if you'd rather be a flaccid cock, that's fine with me.
I mean, isn't a vagina just a long penis? I mean, isn't a vagina? Wait,
no. What? What's going on?
Isn't a penis just a long vagina? Right. It's made the same stuff, right? We all start off vagina. No,
what is it like? Some odd weeks in, everyone has takes a little bit for the Y chromosomes to develop. Yeah. That's why men have nipples. But I don't know if that means
That's what I'm saying, man. Science, baby.
If men didn't have nipples, what would we put the clamps on?
Some is soft that... things.
Yeah.
Anyway. Gonna see if we can tail spin out of here.
You can't cancel me. I quit.
Pretty much.
Yeah. One of my favorite episodes that we did. I'll
sorry, Mom.
She's in the medical field, so honestly, she could probably answer this for us.
Oh, I knew she was when I asked the question. I had Darla in mind. I thought it was going to make Rob much more uncomfortable, but, you know.
Okay, I come from my mom's side of the family all works in the medical field. I've been at family dinners. They have no filters. You hear about a bunch of stuff when you're eating. You're just like, I don't know if I... It's just table talk, but, you know, medical people don't care.
All right, fair enough. So, Rob, what were some of your favorite episodes?
One of my favorite ones I really enjoyed that I still have kept everyone's answers, mostly because they pertain to me, but... It also pertained to everyone else's. I really liked when we recommended video games to each other. So
that was fun.
That was fun. Let's see. I will say, though, Rob, I bought one of your video games, and I don't even know how to play it. I struggled.
Which one was it? I don't remember which game.
It's the day... Oh, it's the one where you're running a ship.
Oh, FTL?
I suck at FTL so hard.
Watch some YouTube videos. It's good.
I want to like it, but yeah. Did not do it.
For Lou, I got Ghost of Tsushima, Disco Elysium, which I've bought. I haven't played it yet. Divinity Original Sins, also own. Haven't played it. And Last of Us, which, no. Hey, Lou, I'll play Last of Us now that they're making magic cards of it.
That's cool. Hey, whatever gets you in the building.
Yeah, Becca gave me Undertale, and Mike gave me Tunic, which I have not played yet.
Tunic. Yeah, it's a good one.
I want to play Tunic.
Mike, did you, obviously, that kind of does... segue into one of my favorite things we did was the whole Valheim thing. I think
I enjoyed the heck out of Valheim.
Yeah, that was great. Because one thing I liked it a lot more than Minecraft is, for the most part, none of us had we didn't have any knowledge of the world. So it was like we were all learning it together and discovering things. So it wasn't like one person or a couple people going and doing crazy things when everyone else was finding stuff.
Well, that
was later. Okay, that was later. But at the beginning, and. So for the most part, it'd be like, hey, Uber, how do we do this? the finger emojis, how do we do this? But I had a great time doing that, and still be down to do that in the future sometime. Join our Discord. Yeah, we're still going to be hanging out and things like that, even though we're not going to be doing a weekly pod. We're going to say, Mike, I cut you off. Valheim. Hanging out.
Valheim.
Nordic things.
Approve of Norseville was pretty good. I like puns.
What?
I did not have something, so I'm not really sure.
I thought you were about to say something. I just
nope.
Lou, you would know if you were in the Valheim server. So
distinctly remember Lou just building a random staircase up a steep hill because he didn't know what else to do.
And he's like, "I'm out."
Yeah, I mean, I played so much of it so quickly that I was like, oh, I'm going to lose my life if I keep playing this game. So I had to stop. But yes, I had fun.
Mm-hmm. Anything, since we kind of talked about episodes, anything you'd say you've learned or like you can look back and be like, that's a pod thing, like that moment in time, you know, best represents our 2 years of podcasting.
My speech has gotten a lot better. like just ability to talk, I think has been improved for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because I'm farther away from CTE than I was. And my love for books. I mean, you guys have definitely got me back on audiobooks. Just got me hooked on audiobooks. And so that's been pretty fun. It was super embarrassing when we did top five books and you guys did like really impactful stuff. And I just did junk.
Hey, Finding Alaska still could be
Amelia Bedelia.
That was so bad. Judy B, sixth grade. Yeah. I still can't read the
Tolkien.
Needless Street.
Oh, Needless Street. Yeah,
that's a good one.
It's so rough, man. It makes me sad every time.
Is it just the subject matter or the like? Does the perspective? Well, I guess not. For you like Red Rising? That's first person as well.
Yeah. No. It's just so sad so quickly. It's just she's a really good writer, I will say. The murder of certain animals just really got to me very. Yeah,
that's in like, chapter one.
Oh, geez, that was too much for you.
I was like,
you might not want to. You might not want to try then, because it does not get better if that's too much.
Yeah, I was like, if she's gonna start off with this, probably it's that. This is probably not for me. Even though I am dying to know what happens to this Catholic cat, I can't do it.
We can tell you off the pod. So,
oh, thank you, I appreciate it.
I think it's really interesting how like. We've had like some major events happen through this time. Like, we've all at least moved once. I think all of us have changed locations once during this whole time of the pod. And it's just, I think it's going to be interesting to look back on this time and just see like how much we've grown as friends. And, you know, and apparently it took me 6 years to call Lucian a dick. So I'm sure I've done it more times on this podcast, but you know, glad our friendship has gotten there.
And maybe two or three more times. Yeah. But not in your in-laws' house, so it was okay.
Okay, well, you can't just, you know, add those parameters on it.
Oh, I mean, I'm a human, Robert. I'm going through my own emotions. I'm not going to be
okay,
able.
Okay, thank you for expressing it. I hear and acknowledge your feelings.
Oh, my gosh, Robert.
I don't. You're both being stupid.
What a married man.
How about you, Mike? Anything you're...
I fully did not understand the question, and when Lou started to answer, I was like, "Oh, now I'll understand the question." No.
What are some things you've taken away through our time potting together? We're getting emotional.
I mean,
besides free therapy every week,
right? Yeah, right. I have very much enjoyed just like developing such a great friendship with you guys. I don't know that I took too much away from potting. I guess. I think what Lou said is, you know, I definitely have developed as a speaker, and that's been a fun skill to work on. And a little bit of editing skills, you know, that's been a fun thing to develop and practice over these last couple of years. And I'd say you guys had a very positive effect on me for the, you know, just in terms of who I am and how I behave and how I see the world. But not a lot of quantifiable stuff. I don't think.
I've had a couple people ask me for any podcasting tips. I don't really have any. Do you guys have any off the top of your head for any aspiring podcasters out there?
Yeah. Do it in person. It's so much more work over Discord.
Sometimes it's not possible. You know,
just don't. It's so much more work. If you can do it in person, it makes everything a million times easier. I would say look into something like Riverside or an equivalent if you're going to do it remote, because that helps clean up a lot of the issues that the way we do our podcast through OBS and Discord, we don't have the option to clean up and post. And there have been times where I was doing editing and I would kill for some of those more fine-tunable audio options. So if you're looking to start a podcast, maybe look into that. There are free versions. and the paid versions aren't all that expensive. Get a decent mic, you know. I mean, make sure you want to do it, but like, if you can put $100 into a mic and it makes a humongous difference in your sound quality. And then
you'll sound good when you're yelling at people online for when you're gaming.
Dude, it's true. I love it. I love using my mic and my podcasting headphones for video gaming. It's next level. It's so fun. Get a mic that you can plug wired headphones directly into. Mm-hmm. Game changer.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't do it for the longest time, but yeah, now it feels weird not getting that, even just a little bit of feedback from the microphone. Lou, you got any recommendations?
Probably don't do it.
Lou's like, find screw people this. Who do all the work for you. All you have to do is show up and talk.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've that too.
You're our finance guy, Lou. That's why you're getting all those checks.
Finance guy? What? You're the money guy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you're the one getting the checks in the mail.
No, man. All the roles are yesterday. Rob's the old guy. Lou's the money man. I'm the lawn care professional. Like,
oh my gosh. It's a crazy, like, that's such an old time in my life that just, like, you guys will not let die. It's insane. It's insane that I forget sometimes that I was cutting lawns like crazy. any other advice? But you're going to sound stupid at first. But just let it be. You know, just do it. Just keep doing it. Because, like, the first, like, 5 episodes, I was like, oh, I sound terrible. I'm just going to tell the guys I can't do this.
Cause a little bit podcasting of mic, too.
Is not for me. But it just got better. And then, like, podcast about something that you love. Because if you don't, it's just kind of wasted your time, I think.
Like Christmas. Lucian hates Christmas. And we did 4 episodes of it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, or do the opposite. Rage podcast.
Do a rage cast.
See how that goes.
I mean, that was, like, your favorite episode, is me telling you things that I don't like.
Got any new thing to add to that list right quick, Mike?
Yeah, but it's all really niche and related to cargo claims, so it's not going to be interesting at all. Nothing. Okay, hold on. You know what really, really bothers me?
All right.
When people leave voicemails and they act like leaving a 14-digit VIN number is a freaking race, and, like, they'll literally just, like, be spewing it out, and, like, S and F and, like, all these letters sound exactly the same, and that's why people will say S like Sam, T like Tom, and they're just like, SFBTTT, and you're like, dude, you... Yeah, that pisses me off to such an extreme degree. It's not reasonable. Or
these,
when people
these are
will
truck drivers, right?
Well, truck drivers, car dealers, like,
okay.
Either way, it's important that I get this piece of information.
Right.
And they're acting like they're trying to make sure that I can't hear the one thing I actually need to be able to help them.
It's like, take the marbles out of your mouth. You're mumbling.
Yeah, well, they'll just sit there and just drag these voicemails out with it. They'll give you every, like, half the time these dealerships will call you and they will give you the freaking soul of their firstborn before they'll give you the VIN number of the vehicle they're calling about. I don't understand it, and they're protecting it like it's national secrets or something, and it's like, dude, this is every car has this. You can't just call me and be like, yeah, I'm calling about a red Corolla with a scratch. I'm like, yeah, dude, that doesn't do a damn thing for me. Like, I can't help you unless you give me the vehicle identification number. Like, it's there so I can know what car you're talking about.
Sounds there's like you're just kind of bad at your job. Corollas.
No, that I can't. Yeah, it's like if you have to go check oil fields, but your boss won't give you the keys to your truck. Like, you can't do your job without this piece of information. It's infuriating.
What a way to really make them empathize. Really put them in your shoes.
Nah, I can just work from the office then. Anyway. There's the slurp. I would say for me, if you want to do a podcast, if you're trying to grow an audience, then you want to like be more focused. Because I think one reason why we only have 92 subscribers is like all our topics range from different topics to different topics, which is nice if you like you know us or have some relationship with us. But if you're trying to grow something, probably I want to have a more focused niche that you know are going to attract people. So I still don't know how people found us. Shout out to Singapore. All that. I don't know. No idea how. What algorithm do they have that we show up?
I was gonna say I forget if it's Andrew or Jacob and Andrew's brother, but one of them has suggested several times that all of our like international viewers are just Americans with VPNs.
I've been saying that for a while. Have I not been saying that?
Oh, maybe it was you. I don't know.
Someone has been saying. Yeah, and then just find co-hosts you like to hang out with. Bam, it's that easy.
Now, high-level tip. Here's a high-level tip. If you are using something like Discord, and especially if you don't have a video feed, because being able to see the other people helps so much, you can actually – there's a subtle way that podcasters I've noticed will queue up their guests or their co-hosts so that they know, hey – I'm going to finish this sentence, Rob, and then you're going to take over and run from there.
And it's by saying
their name and then finishing the sentence. So Rob will be listening for his name, and I'll go, I'm going to finish this sentence, Rob, and then you're going to take over and go from there. And then Rob knows, boom, the second Mike's done talking, I can jump in. It cuts down on the awkward delays a ton.
Well, why didn't you tell us that before? Why do you wait till the literal last episode to make this recommendation?
Oh, Michael? Because me, Dan, and Kyle literally figured it out like 2 weeks ago. So like literally the last episode of the Alien podcast, I was like, guys, I think I've identified something. Let me try it. And like it was the smoothest episode I've ever recorded. But it doesn't work as well with our super casual format, though.
How many subscribers would it have taken to us to do like a quote unquote live show where we like have web cameras on? What would your benchmarks have been?
Enough money to pay for the webcams.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
It's like 1,000.
Any,
you know, 1,000 subs.
Literally any money, I think.
Now, how much we joked about in the very early on, how much to do it in a dress for our OnlyFans?
Enough or is that money just included? To pay for the webcam and the dress.
There you go.
Mine would be a very custom dress. I think Mike could find the dress.
You just go down to Salval, yeah. Just
yeah, I think he'd be all right. I think he would be a pretty princess, but whatever.
No, I'd be like how Kyle used to be.
I'd be the sluttiest
slut on the block, baby.
Oh, man. Very happy that you're a dude. You know, wear that long vagina out.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, I think the plan is, so you guys can kind of know going forward, we will still have occasional things coming out on our YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to our YouTube, go ahead and subscribe. Mike, are you doing any other movie or like TV shows or anything? I know you really like doing that. Do you have anything you're thinking about?
So, First Mate Dan and Hot Kyle and myself will be launching a spin-off show. It's going to be over on the Four Horsemen channel, which is linked below. So if you want something that is not the same as Top Pod, but has some similar DNA, that's going to have some new stuff. We're still nailing down details, but we're going to be doing a lot of different movie reviews. It's not going to be all horror. We're definitely going to do at least one episode on the American Pie movie or movies. We're still in hot debate on what the right balance to strike with that episode is. But we're going to be doing that. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff where we review smaller filmmakers. And then hopefully actually be able to interview the filmmakers because Kyle's starting to get in touch with this community. So that something fun we're looking forward to. And then we have a bigger picture thing that we're working on down the road that's going to be kind of a pre-planned. It's not going to be so much scripted as it's going to be a several episode long run that gets all pre-recorded, and each topic is kind of going to be placed in order to build on itself so that it's more of a planned out and intentional series. So got some stuff in the works, but we'll drop news when we actually have it all set up and ready to go.
Yeah, and Lucian and I and Christian, we're going to be doing, I think, well, we've done at least one. We're going to be doing some sporadic, I think, just book reviews. So the first episode of Third Wheels is going to be coming out next week on Red Rising. The premise is there's three of us, and you have to figure out who's third wheeling. just a joke. But yeah, so we're gonna definitely, I would like to do the whole series because I'm enjoying the first book, but we'll kind of see. It'll be just kind of sporadic and all that jazz. You can go find Becca and I. We started a Magic the Gathering YouTube channel called Ope Magic. So we're going to have our first Commander game.
That's a good name.
With Jacob and Andrew's brother is was one of the co-hosts on there. So that'll be coming out. That should be fun. But yeah, that's kind of it for us. Lou, I know you're not a big content creator guy. Is there anything you want to shout out or anything?
Catch me outside.
How about that?
Your Taco Bell. How about that?
What's up about old references?
You know, I hear that's a great cheap date spot to take.
That's what I've heard.
Regret.
Hey, it's a hot place in my town. Still, 2 months after it opened, it's still always popping. It's like 30 minutes to the drive-thru.
Dude, I'm so happy for you, Rob.
Me too.
Your dream has finally come true.
That's why I'm like, I can let the pod go now that I have a Taco Bell. No one, I can't complain about it online anymore.
It's achieved its true purpose.
That's what I think this was all building towards, is me getting a Taco Bell. Honestly.
You just wanted to get famous enough to have a Taco Bell open up in here.
Apparently all you need is 90 subs. So.
That's awesome.
Well, you're welcome six times, Rob.
Yeah. Also, one last thing. I did really love our pizza tasting episode. That's fun. Yeah, one of the two live episodes. Yeah.
I saw a Cheez-It pizza in the store the other day. Oh. And Jacob and Andrew's brother was like, I want to be on the next episode. And then I told him about the Cheez-It pizza, and he was like, But I did try it with the small group, and it was interesting.
It's like the Cheetos mac and cheese, you know, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't touch Cheetos mac and cheese. Wait, hold on. I do have one last question I would really like to get.
Go for it.
Mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Entree, side, or snack? Or a combination of the above that you have to outline yourself?
What kind of mac and cheese? Like any type.
I think that makes the decision. It's like, you know.
That does make the decision.
What mac and cheese? What comes to head right away?
Probably off rip. Craft. I'm gonna go more. Which type of mac and cheese off rip? But what off rip?
Yeah. When I say mac and cheese, what do you think of?
I think of like baked homemade mac and cheese.
Dang.
Okay,
fancy.
That's where I think too. I think of like, but yeah.
I got that 60-cent box from Walmart mac and cheese.
Not even Kraft Walmart.
It's like, Kraft, which is like a dollar
buddy,
now.
If you need some
money, man, Rob,
gotta make it work.
She's like, I got colon cancer now because of Walmart.
It's all I eat is the Cheetos and that food coloring, red food dye.
Makes me violent and horny. Sorry.
Colon cancer makes you horny?
Yeah, keep going. I think side.
Yeah, I think it's the side.
Yeah.
It can be any of them. The only time I give you a snack is if you got like that microwave craft that's like small
like
size.
One in the cup.
Yeah.
It's the only time it'd be a snack. Other than that, it's a side or entree.
I got in a heated debate about this where I was like, look, mac and cheese can be an entree. It's usually a side. Anything can be a snack if you eat it between meals and in a small enough quantity. But, like, pretzels are a snack.
Mm-hmm. Somebody a purist with this?
Somebody, I legitimately, I will leave their name out of it for you know, anonymous
off
reasons. But, oh, I will. but, like, multi-day, like, I ended up putting a poll on the group me that my small group is in. We had another raging debate about it around a table at Applebee's. We pulled our server in. We were like, as a food service professional, like it is heated. Neither side has backed down. I do have the overwhelming support of everybody I've talked to But yeah, so I just thought I'd use this pod to settle a personal gripe.
One last time, Becca, chance. Peanut butter is not a food, it is a spread.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't think you have quite as sound an argument. But you know what? I support you in this one.
That's interesting. Usually it's usually when we bring this up, because Becca, I don't know if it still is, but a long time would say peanut butter is her favorite food. And like most guys, about 80% of the guys are like, no, that's a spread. That doesn't count as a food. So
usually. Well, I mean, personally, okay, listen, guys. I'm gonna drop a bombshell on our listenership.
She's not your sister. Oh, sorry.
Becca is my sister. We did grow up on the same street. She did live down the hall from me, but it was in our parents' home.
What the?
I know. This is big news.
Is that why you're always at family gatherings? I thought you just were, you know, close with her family. Yeah,
that's why her parents and I are talking all the time. We grew up eating a lot of peanut butter spoons. When mom would be like, "Mom, I'm hungry," she'd be like, "Here, have a freaking spoonful of Jif." Except we weren't buying Jif.
I'm sorry.
It was Aldi brand peanut butter.
Better than Great Value.
So we ate a lot of straight peanut butter. And yeah, I think of it as a food as well.
So is it a entree, a side, or a snack?
I would argue it's a
snack.
Yeah, it's a salad.
Yeah.
Why would you say that, Lou?
Oh, I'm just trying to be funny. I'm sorry.
I was hoping you maybe had something.
No, I'm sorry. I'm out. I almost ruined the surprise, though, with Becca, though. I was so excited that I almost ruined it. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. You ruined the surprise. People never saw it coming.
She's your sister.
All right. Well, I got a list of people to thank before we get out of here. It's just... I think this is everyone that's kind of, you know, done work on the pod or especially been on the pod. I think I got it in kind of order of appearance. I don't know. And I'm sorry if I don't miss your name, but I was going off with just the YouTube titles and I was dumb and didn't put all of the features in there. So thank you to everyone that has made this 2 years just enjoyable and just a special moment that I'm sure we'll all look back at forever and that will permanently be on the internet. To whether that's good or bad has yet to be found out. So thank you to Andrew, brother to Jacob and Andrew's brother. Thank you to Becca, to Christian, Mackenzie, the top topper, Cantwell, Hot Kyle, Jacob and Andrew's brother, also known as Dim, Seamus, Alec and Ray from Greensboro DNR, quote-unquote team player, Drew, Arn, Chef Cody, Jacob, Rachel, First Mate Dan, Uber the Builder, and Logan, Lord of Trolls. Thank you so much for just... being a part of this random experiment that we decided one time outside of a Dairy Queen and then decided to bring Lou in because we need some diversity. He was a diversity hire. That's my surprise for the last episode.
Yep. You'd love to end it with that.
No, not really. Thank you guys just for putting up with me these past 2 years. It's been great. I know sometimes I could be a grump about some things, but I've appreciated just doing these weekly hangouts with you guys.
I had a blast. I do regret making fun of you for your Star Wars preferences.
I do not regret laughing at you for saying Star Wars twice that one time.
That's a fitting end to the podcast. Thank you all for listening. We won't catch you next week, but sometime in the future, potentially. This is Rob signing out. Peace.
I just want you to know I recorded this whole episode in bed in my underwear.
What underwear are you wearing?
Blue Heinz boxers.
Ew, it's some cheapo. Better stuff. Yeah, come on.
For sure. Yeah, there's holes in them probably.
Listen, well, I mean,
when's the last time you washed them?
1, 2, 3. I don't know, but they were clean when I put them on this morning.
Did a sniff test?
No, they were just out of the washer.